With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. This just in, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Trump loyalist turned critic, says she is resigning from Congress in January. That just announced a few minutes ago. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court ruling that found Texas's 2026 congressional redistricting plan, pushed by President Trump, likely discriminates on the basis of race. The order signed Friday by Justice Samuel Alito will remain in place at least for the next few days while the court considers whether to allow the new map favorable to Republicans. The Trump administration has proposed a Ukrainian peace plan. Russia expert Max Bergman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. peace proposal cannot be the end game.
If this is going to go anywhere, I think it has to be seen not as the kind of end final agreement, but as the starting point for a long series of talks and negotiations that hopefully take place between both Ukraine and Russia, but also between Europe and Russia, because that's a crucial aspect of a lot of the provisions in this proposal.
The plan foresees Ukraine handing over territory to Russia, something Kyiv has repeatedly ruled out. Good news for Walmart.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter, posting strong sales and profits that blew by Wall Street expectations as it wins over a broad base of shoppers, including cash-strapped Americans who have grown anxious about the economy. While other retailers dialed back projections, the nation's largest retailer raised its financial outlook Thursday after its strong third quarter, setting itself up for a strong holiday season.
Bill Alexander reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 493 points. This is SRN News. A lot of young people want to turn the government over to AI, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A survey from Rasmussen reports and the Emerging Issues Center reveals that 41% of Americans ages 18 to 39 think it would be a good idea to allow advanced artificial intelligence systems to make public policy decisions. Incredibly, 36% of young people also think AI should decide, quote, rights that belong to individuals and families, including rights related to speech, religious practices, government authority, and property. Michael Harrington reporting.
A veteran FBI employee is claiming in a lawsuit he was fired last month after displaying a gay pride flag at his workspace. David Maltinsky had worked at the FBI for 16 years. He's been dismissed for inappropriate display of political signage. The plaintiff also promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. The Council on American Islamic Relations has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The governor labeled the group a foreign terrorist organization. The Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin chapters of CARE are asking a federal judge to strike down the proclamation. They argue it violates the U.S. Constitution and state law. Abbott's proclamation also prohibits CARE from purchasing land in Texas. CARE claims the proclamation relies on unfounded statements. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has sued California for providing in-state college tuition, scholarships, and subsidized loans to students who aren't legally in the U.S. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. It says the practice harms U.S. citizens and encourages illegal immigration. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.